And we're always looking out for stories that encourages and impacts on the lives of young ones. And here in Nigeria, an 8-year-old gifted chess player is using her love for the board game to make the world a better place as she pushes for more young ones to learn and play the game. Take a listen to her story.
In the bustling suburb of Kubwa, just outside Nigeria's capital Abuja, an 8-year-old chess prodigy is making her mark by using the ancient board game as a tool for change and empowerment. Ivie Orieto has been conquering both local and online chess competitions with her skills and unwavering determination. Orieto hopes to become a grandmaster by the time she turns 15 and believes that by sharing the knowledge of the game with other children across Nigeria, where millions of children are out of school, she will help steer them away from a life of crime.
I go around giving chess because I want people to learn how to play chess so that there will not be crime in the world. The world can be a peaceful place and a better place. These are the bishops. This is the queen.
First introduced to the game at just 4 years old by her father, Clement, Orieto's aptitude for chess quickly became apparent, helping to nurture a unique bond between father and daughter.
Everything I knew about chess, I taught her to the best of my knowledge. So, but because I want her to take it to the next level, I have to give her a coach.
Orieto's successes have also earned her recognition as an ambassador for the US-based The Gift of Chess Foundation.
There's a foundation in the US where she's an ambassador, The Gift of Chess. What happened is that they sent her over 400 chess sets from US. So what we do is we go to neighborhoods, we go to schools, we go to orphanage homes, we give her chess sets, we teach them how to play chess sets. So that was basically what she do. She's the chess player. I'm the one that's taking her around because she's a minor, so I have to be there for her.
Her efforts are already paying off, helping to breathe new life into existing chess clubs in local schools, with teachers acknowledging a surge in the interest from young enthusiasts.
They cannot capture the king. You're black, so you have to move only your piece.
Before her arrival, we already have a chess club, but her coming boosts it. Many children join, they are logging to belong to chess club, and I think her coming improves our club a lot.
Despite the challenge of balancing school with her chess commitments, Orieto remains undeterred and has found a way around it. She's becoming an example to her peers, as well as to young parents in her community, who are increasingly investing in helping their children discover their unique talents due to her influence. According to the International Chess Federation rating, Nigeria ranks number 88 in the world.
Well, that's our show today. Thank you for watching. I'm Chuck A. Rogers.